Office of Arts and Culture, presenting Public Art Social, a celebration of public art happening Friday, June 29th and Saturday, June 30th in Boulder. Explore public art projects commissioned by the City of Boulder, interact with artists, take public art tours, and much more. Public Art Social is open to all members of the community. More information at boulderarts.org.
Cade Milafalcha, you're listening to Sholto Gale on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Roger Hera, and your host for tonight, and we'll lead off with a song called The Lochaber Badger and The Road to Corandula by Sharon Shannon, Frankie Gavin, Michael McGoldrick, and Jim Murray.
Thank you. gun for America, leaving all of us behind. He says there's nothing here, not drenched in beer, in blood and retribution, and the wealth distributions been weighing heavy on his mind. And he knows that he'll regret the leaving, knows that he will pine for grieving, for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. Danny looks so lovely, working in the fields, or dancing like a wild one, sparks flying round his heels. But his friends all gone before him, from the sacred ground that bore them. Now they wonder, does she scorn them for giving up the land? And I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and all above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind. Danny's made his mind up, he's leaving for America, he's leaving for America, leaving all of us behind. And I wonder, does he know I love him, all below and all above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone left behind. Yes, I wonder, does he know I love him, all below and all above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind.
This song was written for the Eurovision in 1978. Oh, listen, Bernard. Listen, 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 Bernard. Listen, Bernard. Listen, 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 Bernard. How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, or to Harkins and Amadi? Here we are in the County Clare. It's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, there's the Cliffs of Moher, there's the Tulla, there's the Kilfenor, there's Micah Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy and Noel Hill, and flutes and fiddles everywhere if it's music you want. Up to Lily White's. Well, oh, listen, Barna. And it's still, it's still, it's still, it's still, Barna. And I do the little, the little, the little, oh, and it's still, Barna. And it's still, it's still. I normally leave on Thursday night with my tent and ground sheets rolled up tight, because I like to get into Listoon in around Friday afternoon, because this gives me time to get my tent up and get me gear together, and I don't need to worry about the weather, you know. But yes, I ramble in for a pint of stout. You never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing the mandolin, a German looking for Liam O'Flynn, and there's Adam and Bono and Larry and the Edge getting the photo taken with Naomi. Finbar, Charlie and Jim Hand and the drinking pints debate about why wouldn't they? They're getting it for nothing. Oh, Listoon, Ireland. Listoon, Listoon, Listoon. They flocked in throngs to hear the music and the songs. Motorbikes and high-ace vans, bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. There's mighty crack and loads of frolics, and pioneers and alcoholics, and Black and Spook and the FCA, and Free Nicky Kelly and the IRA, and hairy chests and milk-white thighs, and Mickey Dodgers in disguise, and McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlors and horse boxes, and the BBC are making tapes and taking breaks and throwing shapes. There's Aurons and Baurons and Amadons and hairy freaks and Arab sheiks and Hindu Sikhs and Jesus freaks, and this is heaven, this is hell, who cares? Who can tell? And anyone for the last few chuck eyes is now. Jackson Brown. Special run was just to get him down, and before the Chieftains could start to play, six creamy pints, 20 majors and a box of matches came out in the tray. Oh, jeez. Sean Cannon was doing the backstage cooking. Sherriga was written by Lord Lucan. Mary O'Hara and the Brush Shields together singing the Four Green Fields. Canada were playing Harry's Game, and Christy Berg was huge in her head. And Van, the man, and Emmy Lou, and Hearts and Planks the Two, and Vanderman's going turn it up, 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 turn it up. I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play, the girls alone. I'm gonna pull my hair, throw me comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Alphas City. She is cut in 1, 2, 3, and please would you tell me who is she? Last time.
Me say this a protege, hey. KJNU, what will you say, hey? Hey, KJNU Community Radio, this is Protege representing for the reggae bloodlines. We're celebrating 40 years of reggae music. On June 28th at Cervantes, you know, we'll Protege live alongside Kabaka Pyramid. So make sure we see you there. Love and respect every time. Ease out.
So we started off the show tonight with a song by Sharon Shannon, followed up by Sky Road from Francis Black, and then Listoon Dvarna from the incredible Christy Moore. I decided that tonight the theme was going to be road songs as much as possible, primarily because I just returned from 2 weeks on the road, covering a fair bit of the west of Ireland. And great, great road trip. lucky enough to see Christy Moore live and solo on the stage at the Hawkswell Theater in Sligo Town. And then caught Sharon Shannon in a live show with her band at the Eccles Hotel in Glengariff in West Cork. That show was part of the Jim Dowling Illan Pipe and Tradfest that was going on all weekend there in Glengariff. And lots of great music from that show. Also was able to get up to Carrick-on-Shannon and spend a few hours sitting in and singing and hearing the songs of Rakish, the lads who performed here under the name of Pinch of Snuff. But it was just a quartet, and when they perform as the quartet, they call themselves Rakish. They send their greetings and best wishes to all of their fans and friends here and wish that they could come back and play for all of us. Maybe if we lean on festival promoters, we can get them booked in and do some shows here at a festival or two. All right, speaking of Rakish, I'm going to pick up now with a song from them called Streets of New York, and then I'll follow that with a pair of reels of Bunker Hill and Rakish Patty by Patrick O'Hearn. And this is off a CD called Keel She. I picked it up in the Gaeltacht in Spittal on this trip. So we'll start off with Streets of New York.
A boat sailed out of Brandon in the year of 501. 'Twas a damp and dirty morning, Brendan's voyage had begun. Tired of tin and turnips and cutting curly kale, when he got back from the creamery, he hoisted up the sail. He ploughed a lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west. Of all the navigators, St. Brendan was the best. But when he ran out of holy water, he was forced to make a stop. So he tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was found by a Carey man, who went on to find Australia, then China and Japan? When he was touching 70, he began to miss the crack. Turning to his albatross, says he, I'm heading back. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for Mizzenhead? I'd love to settle down near Bentry Harbour. Said Brendan to his albatross, he said. But to make it fast, he bent the mast and built up mighty steam. Around Terra del Fuego and up the warm Gulf Stream. As he crossed the last horizon, Mount Brandon came in sight. And when he cleared the customs into Dingle for the night, when he got the spuds and bacon, he went to douse the drought. Well, he headed west to Kroger's to murder pints of stout. Around be Ballyferritter and up the Connor Pass, he freewheeled into Brandon. The saint was home at last. Is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for a Mizzenhead? Oh, I'd love to settle down near Bentry Harbour. Said Brendan to his albatross, he says. The entire population came, the place was chock-a-block. Oh, love nor money wouldn't get your nose inside the shop. The fishermen hauled up their nets, farmers left their hay. Kerry people know that saints don't show up every day. Everything was going grand till Brendan did announce that his reason for returning was to try and set up house. All the girls were flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck, to seek a wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for a Mizzenhead? Yeah.
Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Sent Brendan to his albatross, he said. Worn out by the rejection that pierced the poor man's pride. Begod, says Brendan, if I run, I'll surely catch the tide. And turning on his sandals, he made straight for the docks. And hauling up his anchor, he cast off from the rocks. As he sailed past Inishvikalan, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it, but 'tis great to see a bass. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, I badly need a break. 2 weeks of looking at fungi, it's more than I can take. Is it right or left for Gibraltar? What tack do I take for his head?
You're right.
I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Said Brendan to his albatross, he said.
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Sorry about that. Another Christy Moore song queued up and started it instead of the song by Rakish. Those two Christy Moore songs are from his latest CD called On the Road, live recordings from concerts that he'd been doing all over Ireland during 2017, released in November of 2017. And he just put on an incredible show, 3 nights in a row, solo performance, 400-seat theater, just him and guitars. A legend.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell and remember all's not what it seems to be. 'Cause fellas would cut you for the coat on your back of the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, mind yourself well. Would you give this we know to me brother? At the time Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn. Me father the youngest looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said send the lad over, and the old fella said it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home. Take it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy. A big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. While me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, that I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. Went in the short parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to me uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as the bird.
Well, they shortened the story. What they found out that day was Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could scarcely stand up in his shoes. But he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irishman. So I went down to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn how to lift and the load. But the heaviest thing I carried that year were the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the old fella died, had to borrow some money from a fella on the side. I bought all the white flowers and grass could not hide the poor wasted place of me father. Sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth. Into my bag took a handful of earth, and I bowled the train, caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use a garlic knife and fork. But I'll never forget green grass and the river as I keep law and order in the streets of New York. La da da. Thank you.
just turned 27 when they sent me to the sisters for the way men looked at me. Branded as a Jezebel, I knew I was not bound for heaven. I'd be cast in shame into the Magdalene. Most girls come here pregnant, some by their own fathers. Bridget got that belly by her parish priest. We're trying to get things white as snow, all of us will be cotton daughters in the steaming stains of the Magdalene laundry. Prostitutes and destitutes and temptresses like me, fallen women sentenced into dreamless drudgery. Why do they call this heartless place Our Lady of Charity? Jesus, if they just once glimpse their groove, then they'd know, and then drop the stones concealed behind their rosaries. They wilt the grass they walk upon, they leech the light out of a room. They'd like to drive us down the drain at the Magdalene laundry. Stuffed her in a hole. Surely to God you'd think at least some bell should ring. One day I'm gonna die here too, and they'll plant me in the dirt. Some lame bulb that never blooms, come any spring, not any spring.
So in that set, you did hear a song by Rakish, Streets of New York, followed by the real set, Bunker Hill and Rakish Patty from Michael O'Hearn. And then the last song you heard was one that Christy Moore did that I had never heard before. And it's a tune called The Magdalene Laundries, and it was written by Joni Mitchell about the Magdalene Laundries in Canada. And I had no idea that the Magdalens had laundries in Canada as well as in Ireland. And Christy sang it and told how he had sung it at the Manor House in Dublin for a reunion of survivors of the Magdalene laundries that had gathered in Dublin earlier this month. And quite a moving song. If you didn't catch it all, go back and listen to it or find it. Listen to it. The words are very touching and moving. Going to move on now to a little bit more of songs from the road. We have a song by Mary Black called Bless the Road, and a song called Morlock Shore by Sean Keen, or Sean Kane, rather, and it's from a new album that he just released, recorded it with the RTE Orchestra. And apparently I had missed him by a couple of nights, stayed at B&B in Killala in Mayo, and he had played in the pub there in Killala, a pub called the Wolf Dog Tavern, and he just got an incredible voice, establishing himself now as a solo artist, getting out from the shadow of his more well-known sister, Dolores. And it's nice to hear young talent coming along. Young trio opened for Sharon Shannon. Young men call themselves Torda. And they're working on an album that they promised to send to me when it's ready. And when I get it, I will get it on the air, and I think you'll enjoy it. Speaking of Mayo, I attended a wedding there and met a couple of young, talented, very, very talented people, Killian and Evelyn Gallagher. Killian is a young 10-year-old lad, and his sister is 14. They play accordion. They dance, they sing, they play the whistle, and the accordion, they have their own accordions, but there's a larger red one that Evelyn plays right now that had belonged to their grandfather. And when he passed away, their grandmother had to sell it to survive, and she told the man who bought it that if he ever wanted to sell it, that she would love to be able to buy it back. And eventually it came to pass. And when Killian is able to play the weight of the larger accordion, he will. And they competed in May at the Mayo Flockheel. And then we'll be performing again in October at the Foxford Trad Weekend, October 18th and 21st, if you happen to be in Mayo at that time. Not much going on around here right now, but the only thing coming up is an appearance by Wild Mountain at Clancy's coming up on the 30th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until next month when the festivals kick off.
Hills and hills and cloudy hills that lie near the moorland shore. The wind that blows through Boulder Road, may I never see you more. May the prim and the violets blow, where the trout and salmon play, with my line and hook, delight I took as I spent my youthful day. As I out to see my girl and to hear
You gave me the man magic of all that went before me. When I needed to lay low, you gave me the nerve. I know all the towns and I know all the places. I have kissed your lips and I have held your hand. Been all around the world and have not found such graces for the people from West Cork to Derry. We're grand. I live alone in the garden. The pen, it is slow, but my heart is at rest. You gave me the magic of all that went before me. When I needed to lay low, you gave me the nest. I know all the towns and I know all the places. I have kissed your lips and I have held your hand. Been all around the world and have not found such graces for the people from West Cork to Derry. I know all the towns and I know all the places. And I have held your hand. Been all around the world and have not found such graces for the people from West Cork to Derry. We're grand.
You've been listening to another tune from Sean Kane. That one's called West Cork to Kerry from the Wild Atlantic Way album. This is Roger Hera. It's been my pleasure to be your host tonight for this week's Shoal to Gael program, bringing you a few tunes that I picked up on my trip to Ireland earlier this month. I'm going to close out the show with a couple of road songs. The Road to Listunvarna by Falsett, picking up on the Listunvarna song that Christy had done earlier. And Rathlin Island, Sporting Paddy from Sharon Shannon. And then Bless the Road by Mary Black. So stay tuned at 8 p.m. From Musica Mundi. Your host, George Conning, will bring you traditional music from around the world. So next week, 7 p.m., Wednesday night, Shoal to Gael. I think Carl will be back as host of that show. So have a good evening. Thank you.
singing, weaving mystical rings. Now in a while, my precious child, you will unfurl your wings, and I'll have lost what I believed and promised everything. But before you go, my friend, my kind companion, listen to this song I sing.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
It is 8 o'clock and time for Music a Monday here on KGNU. Thank you for listening. Many thanks to Roger for a beautiful Schultegale show. Schultegale every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Can't always guarantee there's going to be a song about talking albatrosses, but who knows. Music a Monday right now, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday, and then the Reggae Transfusion, your weekly reggae midweek reggae fix, so please stay tuned. Then Sleepless Nights after that. All of the next two shows coming from the Denver studio again. Right now we're back in Boulder.
Yeah. Ruskina Gora.